Hi, Mary Bean.
Hey, Kate. Wow.
We're back.
It's you again.
It's the new year, and it's a new me. Just kidding. Same old me. Same nonsense.
Same, but that's okay.
How was your time with Elena? Loved the app.
It was wonderful. I'm sorry that I didn't get it out in a more timely fashion, but my 7-year-old MacBook is dying a slow death.
Oh, yeah. So how's she doing?
She's better. She's just, I think, kind of on her last leg, which means I should probably start moving some files into Google Drive just in case. But I'm holding on as long as I can. It's been going well. You know, 7 years is not a short amount of time, so.
Yeah.
It's
a long time, I feel like.
It's still treated me well, but.
Yeah, you know, recently we've sent my car out to pasture. Did I tell you that?
No.
Also, I don't know what happened, but you have something on your forehead.
Where?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Looks like you kind of got ran over by a car a little bit.
What?
Like, maybe you, like, smudged your ashes on Ash Wednesday.
What the heck?
Yeah. But we'll deal with that after. Pressing things.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Looks like she's, like, a zebra stripes.
What the heck?
But, yeah, I have some makeup, you know, or
I
some makeup
no
remover.
I have no idea where that's from. Is it gone now?
Yeah, it's better now. Yeah.
What the heck? That's so weird.
Someone
hit me on the subway,
yeah,
I guess.
Clearly. Yeah, everyone, make sure you're always practicing subway safety these days.
Seriously, it's crazy out there.
Seriously. Take the bus. Take the bus. It's better. Love the bus. But as I was saying, I was just trying to think to myself because Spencer calls me an emotional investor.
What does that mean?
When I buy things that I have emotional attachment to, it's hard for me to let go.
Oh, okay.
So, like, for example, yeah, exactly. Like, I had this IKEA dresser that I got when I first graduated, and it, like, had been with me through everything. Like, we just got rid of it.
Sad.
I know, and it's like, Spencer's like, you could literally buy any furniture, but, like, you choose to keep the same IKEA furniture.
The sentimental
value.
She's
been with me through a lot, you know?
You've known her longer than Spencer.
Literally. And so this car, which was a gift from our parents, which was very generous, obviously. But I was just thinking, like, what's the normal life of a car?
I feel like you could run it into the ground if you want to.
But, like, it just became such a money pit.
Did you trade it in?
Yeah, it was like literally they were gonna be like, oh, we'll give you like $3,000 for it, and so Spencer was like, let's just donate it to charity. So yeah,
dang.
I know.
How does that make you feel?
Fine, but like sometimes I'm like, oh, just give me your back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know,
because
it was gonna be like $10,000. I guess the whole car needed to be redone.
Yeah,
so.
You know. Well, I'm sorry. If that happened with my Explorer, I know I'd be sad.
But like, what is the normal, like, length of a car? I guess a car just depends.
Yeah.
But it's a good lesson that you should, if you're choosing to buy a car, you really need to think long term. Because that car, though it was a really nice car, it was a Land Rover for context, everything on it was so expensive. Changing the oil was so expensive. Parking was so expensive because it's considered a luxury, air quotes, even though it's from 2012 and it's 2025. So it's just when you're thinking about purchasing a car, you have to think about the upkeep. If you're thinking about gifting somebody a car, just think about like the upkeep for somebody.
Not to have such a sister moment, but I remember when you decided to choose that car because Dad said it was our dad's car first.
Yeah,
and he said, Kate, you can have my old Land Rover. I'll buy you a new, cheaper car.
I don't think he offered me a car.
Yes, he did, because I remember thinking she's gonna regret that.
I don't remember ever being offered a new car. I remember him being like, "Oh, you can take this car," because he didn't want it anymore.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I just remember. Oh,
Mom's
sorry.
FaceTiming. She wants FaceTime with the kids. Sorry, Mom. Sorry. Anyway, but yeah, it's a good point. You got to remember upkeep. I have a Ford Explorer, which is definitely not luxury, but it's honestly best car on the market. I'll say it.
For sure.
Best car on the market. You can't do anything better. Oh! Somebody coming in?
Yeah, your mom's calling.
You
know that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're busy.
Okay,
obviously.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Little dictator.
She wants to see Dictator. But yeah, that's a good lesson for the people.
Okay, I'll give you guys another little update. No, I'm not really ready to share that yet. So we'll wait.
Oh, okay. Wow, cliffhanger.
Sorry.
I can give an update. I hate to be that person. We're getting closer and closer to merch coming out.
Are we?
Built a yes.
No, Mary did. She built a great website.
I built a website. It's super cutie, but we're not really quite ready to start taking orders yet. So just hold your horses, all our many listeners, ready for merch. It's super cute. Other updates. Let's see. Our hearts are out to go out to everyone who's affected by the New Orleans terrorist attack. Or active terrorism. Very horrible situation. Though we are proud of our Notre Dame football players pulling it out.
Yes.
Go Irish for sure. It's so funny, one of my coworkers, I think is actually older than you, but I was asking if she was gonna go to the Orange Bowl in Miami, and she was like, no, I'm still recovering from the last one. She's like, I will not be returning.
When we lost back in 2012.
Yeah, and it was the same game, Miami Orange Bowl.
Or not 2012. When was it?
I think were you at Notre Dame or were you at St. Mary's or no?
I was at St. Mary's. I was a sophomore.
And we lost. Hopefully that's not this time.
I'll use some acronyms, but ADP was dating.
Yeah.
MT.
Yeah.
During the time.
I feel like people are going to not decode the first one, but the second one.
That's okay. I don't think she'd care.
The tea is boiling. Yeah. They didn't mention that in the D-cumentary.
They didn't mention her?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, I could make my own documentary.
So true. So true. Anyway, how
about
are
the
your...
truth. I'm just kidding. How are your...
This is going to be our viral moment. People are going to listen and be like...
I could spill the fact that I have never signed an NDA and I have never shared a story.
Those people are lucky out there.
There are a lot of lucky people out there. The things I know.
Wow, they're going to write in.
If they do, that's fine, because I never shared their secrets. But if you're don't be afraid, and I never will. Unless you cross me. Because I have receipts, and I'm just kidding.
Or unless times get tough and we really need this podcast.
Yeah, unless you know. Then I will do a tell-all.
How is your headache situation?
The same, sadly, but it's okay.
What was your TikTok where you were...
I started Anjovy, and I feel like it really has not made a difference, which is unfortunate. It's just, like, a monthly injection, and she's like, oh, it takes, like, 5. I'm like, I don't have 5 months to wait to see if this medication works.
Yeah.
But...
damn, that's a long time.
Yeah. It's all right. We'll just keep on trucking. To reckon on through.
Okay.
I wish I had more to say about social media. Oh, what?
A moment of silence.
Oh.
You know what I'm going to say?
No.
About pop culture.
For what?
For Paige and Craig.
Oh, yes. Okay, I do have a lot to say as someone who's 31. So I feel like I have a little bit more perspective, because obviously our group chat was popping off about this. Since Mary B and Elena are a little bit younger...
And but, both single. I can reveal it on the pod.
Yes. I do think that... I feel like everybody's like, oh, I saw this coming, la, 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 la. And it's, like, so easy to Monday morning quarterback like that. And I do think that they both really tried to make it work. And sometimes it just doesn't work. Like, you can have two really great people, and it takes a lot of maturity to walk away and start over. Because...
especially at that age, I feel like.
What is that line from Fleetwood Mac where she's like, I built my life around you?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Because I built my life around you, but children get older. Yeah.
And I think that we've definitely gotten away from this rhetoric as time has progressed. But I think even up until Mary B's age, it was like shoved down our throat. As women get married, have kids, that's what you're supposed to be doing. You're not supposed to be single when you're 35. This is what you're supposed to be doing.
I actually think that the generation being raised
Like, do you think it is yours or, like, right below you?
I think right below me will be the last people to be affected. Maybe yeah. not, like, everyone, because, of course, there's different, like, religions.
Yeah, and for sure. societies. Cultures like the South, you yeah. know, like, things like that.
But in my world, I think, I feel like it's people maybe 10 years beneath me will maybe be, not be affected by it. Because you have to think about the people who are raising them. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. What do you think? I don't know.
Yeah. I would say, like, right below you. Yeah. Are probably going to be, like, the last people affected by this. And so when you're in your 20s, you feel so much older than you actually are. And then something happens in your 30s where you are like, wait, I'm actually, that was actually so crazy of me to think that I knew it all in my 20s and had it all figured out in my 20s. And you have so much life. I feel like we talk about this a lot. Like, you have so much life left to live. It's totally okay. Like, men do it all the time. Like, mm-hmm. men settle down in their late 30s all the time, and it's completely normal. Like, what's wrong with her wanting to do that at 31? For all we know, she could meet a guy 5 months from now, get yeah, engaged, like get married, have a baby. Like,
mm-hmm. And it could be the right person.
Yes.
It makes me think of that Taylor Swift lyric that is like, how can a person know everything at 18 and nothing at 22? Which obviously, very still very young. But it's just the idea that you think that at a certain point in your life, you think you know so many things, and then you get older and you're like, totally. Oh, actually, I know nothing.
Totally. And like, even at 31, the things that I thought were important to me at 23 or even 23 when I first started dating Spencer, or 27 when we got married, are not what are important to me now, mm-hmm. and not what I would value the most in a partner. Like, now it would be more of like, how are you going to grow with me? How are you going to evolve with me? How do you handle like tough, sad situations, mm-hmm. death, illness, like things like that, mm-hmm. financial stress, whatever. Whereas like when I was 27, the like my biggest concern was what was my social calendar. So
yeah, it's just, I think as you get older, my friends and I talk about this a lot.
You just have different stresses and like different yeah. situations that you're faced with as you get older, and so you're able to narrow down what's important to you. And that, and I think that's why people who would date from like 18 to 28 and have a perfectly great relationship and then break up, because you mm-hmm. change so much during that time. Mm-hmm. So I'm proud of her. I'm sure that was a very, very, very hard decision. Her apartment is gorge. She's going to be just fine.
She's a cat. She's
I good. Think Craig needs somebody whose sole focus is Craig.
I also think that at this time in his life, with what it seems like he wants, he needs someone who's ready to be a mother.
Like, did you watch the episode where he asked her if she wanted a space to wrap presents?
No. Was that Southern Charm?
In, yeah, this last night's episode, he was like, oh, do you want a room in my craft? Like, a space in my craft room? Which is, like, very thoughtful of him to ask. And she was like, no. Like, what would I want there? He's like, I don't know, like a wrapping paper.
Aww, like to, that's so cute.
It's like, but cute, but like to be loved is to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true.
And like that would be like, I don't even know. Spencer being like, do you want this machine that makes you pale?
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, I want a spray tan machine, you know, like,
exactly,
or, like, yeah. something like that, so.
Just seeing who he wanted her to be, not who she
I think
is.
I think he needs, like, a little Southern lady yeah. that will just be his wife and, like, make him the center of his life, and New York women are tough, and I think this is also why women in New York sometimes have a hard time, because women in New York don't put men at the center of their lives. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate even, like, not all women in the South do this, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I do think that is much more the culture in the South.
I think that New York is just, I feel like we should not even
say the South. I don't mean to divide. Sorry.
I wouldn't even say the South. I would just, and I'm sure other places are like this too, but I would just pull New York City out.
Yes, yes.
Like, New York City.
Versus the world.
Because I can speak to that experience. So I think there's places, like, you can find towns all over the U.S. or cultures all over the U.S. that fit into certain categories. But speaking from a New York perspective, because that's where Paige lives and that's where we live, I think it's pretty common for women here to not be having, like, the goal of, like, children, the goal of marriage, be at the center of their lives, especially even in their young 30s. Maybe that's, like, they're starting to warm up to the idea.
Yes, you guys, but I am 31. I am the youngest, like, one of the youngest moms by far. And that's how my other friend, who just turned 32, feels, too, at her Upper East Side school.
It's also interesting dating at this age in New York City, because I've told, like, some friends from, like, Kansas City about this and, like, some of their siblings, and when they ask me what dating's like in New York, and they're, like, baffled by it. And I think that I've had experiences of men on, like, a couple dates in asking, like, I just want to make sure that, like, you want children. And I think that's a good thing to ask, but I always stereotypically think that that's, like, what the woman is asking the man.
Right.
But I think in New York City, I've talked to men that have been on Hinge dates before about this, that they're, you know, like, you'd be surprised, like, not, like, I want to always make sure, because a lot of women in New York either, like, don't want children at all, or, like, they aren't sure. And, like, I want to be with someone who's sure, that that's something that
Spencer
they want.
Spencer told me, and this was, like, had to have been nine years ago, a woman, he went on a date with a girl, I could say girl because they were 22, would ask if, how he felt about being a stay-at-home dad. Because, like, she was like, I want to work, I'm going to work forever. Like,
and that's a similar sentiment. Yeah. So, and it's just different here.
Yes, it's just totally. It's different.
Yeah. It's just, like, in the shock on some of these people's faces, when I would tell them, I'd be like, yeah, that's just how a lot of women are in New York.
Yes.
I mean, it's also, like, such a exciting city with so many things to do. It's, like, you know, if you don't have a partner, like, it's not like you are, I don't know, like, there's so many ways you can fill your time, and there's so much opportunity, so... Yeah, it's just, I think, a different...
I completely agree. And
so, Paige, I understand where Paige is coming
from. Totally. And, like, you're not in this bubble where everybody's in a relationship, everybody's getting married, mm-hmm. you're the last single girl in the world, like, so many people, like, men and families, and that is, like, is not the central, most important thing to everybody here. There's
like
career.
Sorry. Are they friends?
Bubble bath. No, they're just really grown out. But that's so nice.
That's so cute.
Out.
Sorry.
Bubble bath. Oh, classic. But yeah, that's, you know, it's a very, New York is just a different, it's just different. I don't know. It's just different from a lot of places. Even from Chicago, it's just different. I don't know.
Yeah. Some other things I wanted to say about how specifically Paige's Giggly Squad episode after breaking up is I appreciated that she brought up two things. Number one, she kind of spoke about, like, you know, saying, well, you're 32, like, shouldn't you just, like, throw in the towel and get married? And
that's,
she's like, I don't want to be thinking about getting married to, you know, my husband as I'm throwing in the towel.
Yeah, like, which, just settling.
Yeah, exactly, which is a form of settling. And they kind of let that roll into a conversation about, you know, Paige was saying, you know, when I was younger and if you told me that these were the decisions I was making, I would say no. Like, I probably have, like, a bunch of kids by the time I'm 32 and I'm, like, settled down and married. And Hannah brought up the point that, well, like, you aren't the same person that mm-hmm. you are now that you were when you were a child, and you also aren't in the same environment, and you were just raised in a different time. And so I appreciated those perspectives, because I think I can relate to this of, like, growing up, I think you, like, your like, outside world, your environment, it kind of, like, impresses upon you that by a certain age, like, I'm definitely going to be married and I'll probably start having children. But when you're at that age, you also have such a small concept of what that actually means.
Right.
And also
the severity.
Yeah. And also, like, what you actually want. But then it becomes, like, a little bit of, like, this is so weird, because for so many years of my life, I kind of envisioned my life a certain way. And now that I have, like, true sentience, it's not... So I think there's a little bit of, like, a decoding that you have to do.
Totally, decoding, yeah.
And I appreciate them also recognizing that. Like, I like how Paige wasn't just, like, yeah, I just, like, did it. She, like, addressed, like, yes, like, I made this decision, but I'm not different than most other women in this world.
Right.
That, like, I have these thoughts and... You know, it was a difficult decision and X, Y, Z. So I really appreciated her addressing that, inspiration to us all. So shout out Paige. If I wasn't a big enough fan of her already, now I'm an even bigger one.
Absolutely.
And wishing Craig the best, you know?
And you should never, and I think a lot of women feel pressured to stay in a relationship that they don't feel is right. Just because they're like, oh, well, it's time. So I'm going to fit a round peg into a square hole. And I'm just going to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're unhappy. And you deserve better than that. And but then you have some kids because you're like, okay, now it's time to have kids. And I got kids, you know. And it's like then you kind of are like snowballing down this mountain. And you deserve better than that.
Yeah.
So it's better to just stop the train. Like the farther away you get from the train station, the longer and more expensive of a trip it is back.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, shout out to Paige for just setting an example for women everywhere.
Absolutely. And I think like there's another person that I've talked about a few times, Ariel Lori. I think that's how you say, or like Laura Lori.
Mm-hmm.
Who she recently got divorced. She was married to a very wealthy older man. And now she's thriving. And she's 39. She's dating now, but like she was single, like no kids. And I'm sure that took a lot of courage.
Because
mm-hmm. she's like, I woke up, she's like, and I was just like, I can't, this can't be my life anymore.
Yeah.
And so.
Good for her.
Yes.
Cause it's difficult to make those big decisions. Totally.
It's very hard.
But at the end of the day, you always know when it's right to set yourself free.
Yes,
exactly. Even if the other person, you know, is just like Craig, like, a perfectly good person.
Yes, just not right for you. And then also I have a problem with people, like, making Craig out like he's not an adult male with, you know, his own ability to make decisions. Like, people are like, oh, poor Craig. Like, he's fine. He's fine. Craig will be fine. Nobody panic.
He'll be fine.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what other things we need to talk about.
That was a biggie. I'm so glad we talked about that. Yes. I got that off my chest.
Did we ever talk about Salt Lake City? Did you and Elena talk about Salt Lake City?
Yeah, we did.
Southern Charm, I feel like it's kind of been like a nothing burger. I don't really have much to say. Southern Hospitality, I felt like was kind of a weird episode too that I really don't have much to say about. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll have more to say next week when Bravo's finally back. I'll never understand why they go on pause for the holidays. Like, that's when we need it the most.
Right.
That's such a good point. Why are they going on pause right now? Everybody's home with nothing to do. So.
Such a good point.
Very strange.
For, you know, those girlies out there who might be excited about Severance returning, don't worry, I will recap it every week. Just gonna let everyone know.
Oh, thank you. If you wanna, I guess I should watch so I can participate in the combo.
You have plenty of time to, it doesn't start till January 17th. Plenty of time to watch season one.
Okay, so I asked you all to write in your random / niche New Year's resolutions.
I'm so excited for these.
Yes. And some of them are, I mean, they're all great, obviously, because I think all of you guys are great. Pass my last year of high school, which is awesome. I feel like that's such a stressful time when you're like, oh, I'm trying to like get into college and
mm-hmm.
pass school and like, year of me, love. You're not on TikTok, but there's some TikTok that was like, the guy was like, I just saw a TikTok of a girl doing like the in and out trend, and in was put me first more. And he's like, you need to do that less. I know you. You made a girl change the restaurant of her birthday party once because you didn't like the menu.
Oh my gosh. That's but crazy. But
yes, year of me. Love that. Wear more baseball caps. Like, so niche.
I love that. I love those little ones.
Yes. No tequila shots, period.
Okay.
You guys, I'm begging you all, just try this year just to drink a little less alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm begging you.
Did you see the Surgeon General came out with the Cancer Association?
You'll all just feel so much better.
I feel like I always knew.
Obviously.
In my gut.
Like, we all knew alcohol wasn't good for us. So, just everybody try to just drink a little less alcohol this year. Get better at cooking. Same. Wear more lip color. Okay, this is also... on mine. Mine is just, like, better at makeup, period.
Okay, like, should I get the Ruby Red? This is inspiring me.
Well, you can just go look in my makeup PR collection and see if you like anything in there. Oh gosh, I don't know what I just did, guys. Sorry.
I'm loving these.
Hold on. I gotta cancel out of my... Guys, I don't know how to work the new iPhoto app thing.
It is very different.
Being able to touch my toes, aka improve flexibility.
Good one.
One of my to-do lists today, because I get a daily to-do list.
Yes! I showed Kate Finch, if you don't know
my little Finch sister, Miss Bodie.
I gotta send Kate a hug.
And one of my thing was take time to stretch.
Love that.
Be more present, less scrolling. Okay, this is, I know this person, and this person is a mom, and I feel like we all feel guilt for, like, the mindless scroll, but... Sometimes you gotta just let yourself scroll.
I think it's okay. All a time thing.
Totally.
Like, I think that it's, we need to stop shaming ourselves.
Totally.
For
we all do it.
Taking time to detach. Mm-hmm. I think that we all need that. So
shut off your brain. It's fine.
It's fine. Just, you know, if you're doing it for 5 hours a day, that's one thing. But if you're just taking a little time out of your day to be, you know, distracted, that's okay.
Yes. Be nicer. That's always a really good one.
Always good.
Not resent my husband that I have to be the one to get pregnant. I want to take turns.
My God, no.
So real.
Honestly, like, you can try, but if you don't succeed in that,
it's
I'm not
fine.
Gonna blame you.
It's really not fair that they don't have to do anything.
I'm not even in that situation, and I already resent
literally
my future partner.
Literally.
I'm pretty resentful.
I can't remember what Spencer was complaining about, but I was like, literally for 20 months, I carried your children, so you can relax over there. 24/7, no days off. To stop buying things just because they're on sale, this is a really good one. Really, like,
yes.
Less consumption, period. Like,
yes.
Shop your closet, do Rent the Runway.
Yes. I had a friend once, this has always stuck with me, who said, remember, never buy it on sale if you don't think you'd buy it full price.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I always have remembered.
That's such a good one because I found the cutest dress that I want to get for a wedding that I'm going to in May. Not our wedding, a different one. But it's like 100% polyester. And it's so cute, but it's like way overpriced for polyester. So I am going to see if it goes on sale.
Nice.
And if it goes on sale, then I'll buy it.
Yeah, nice.
But I would buy it at full price, but for like that quality, no.
Smart.
Add more color to my diet in fruit veggie form, not red 40. Same. I'm trying to have more veggies, true.
It's a really funny way to put that.
Yeah.
You're so funny, girl.
Don't put it down. Put it away. As Mary's in my room right now, that's like literally straight clutter. Obviously, I struggle with that.
Oh, that's fine.
Casual, everyday running errands, purse. Oh, I think someone wanted a rag.
Oh, that's okay. That's also her New Year's resolution, maybe, to buy one of those. Everyone
needs yeah.
One.
Yeah. Use my standing desk at work for at least 1 hour a day.
Love
when
it.
When you leave, before you go to work, put it up. So when
Smart.
You walk into the desk, it's up. Keep promises to myself. I love that one.
Mm-hmm.
You could make it as a reminder on your phone and then add the reminder widget.
Or you could download Finch
and
remember every
Finch.
Day.
Yep.
It'll remind you. Keep promises. I kept a
love
promise
that.
To myself.
Wear my damn retainer. That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Reading more books. Read 10 in 2024. And spending less on takeout coffee. Okay, you guys, not to brag, but if you didn't know, I haven't had takeout since October 9th.
That's honestly such a flex and inspiring.
But I do get coffee. And I think you could look at places that had, like, coffee memberships.
Mm-hmm.
See if you could save money that way.
Also...
Sorry to cut you off, but Whole Foods Cafe... Very affordable coffee.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you want somewhere to keep you accountable for your book goals, Goodreads, you can set a goal for the year as you track your books.
Yes, that's a good one. Run at least 30 miles per week solo and take baby on one trip outside of the house every day.
Girl, 30 miles per week? That's impressive.
Babes, get a jogging stroller. I don't know. Is that hard? Maybe that might be hard. I've never tried to run with a baby, so that might be difficult.
Hard not to, like, use my arms. I don't know.
But your trip outside of the house could be... it's so hard because, like, I don't know where these people live. Like, you might not live in a walkable city, so... Mm-hmm. But, yeah, get outside. First thing in the morning, get outside. Breakfast.
Grab your coffee.
Get outside. Wear my retainer almost every night and use body lotion more. Okay, are there...
I need to do that, too.
Wait. Are there... do you not put lotion on your body?
I put my lotion... this is a problem.
Wait, I have to have my whole body lathered in lotion.
This is, I think, maybe a... like, I typically, my whole life, have only done my legs, and I'm starting now to do my whole body.
Oh my goodness, my whole body needs to be lathered. I'm so dry.
I guess, I don't know.
Okay, compliments in the wild, give a stranger a compliment. I love that. Even if you don't want to say it out loud, think it in your head.
Amazing.
Because then your thoughts about others will also translate to more positive thoughts about yourself. Mm-hmm. Cut my screen time on phone by 20%. Be nice. Open to new friendships.
Love that.
Prioritize savings. Obviously, we love all of these. Mm-hmm. Prioritize savings is such a good one.
I really like the app called Weekly for budgeting. Just a rec. Okay, it's a really good one.
Bye-bye. Spend less money, stress less, sleep more, exercise more, cook new things. This is like a very health. Mm-hmm. This is like a very wholesome.
Obviously, I mean, I goals think right this here. This is just like our brand.
Yeah, I love it.
Slay.
Spend less money is such a good one because that I think a lot of people want, and it's very hard in a world of overconsumption that's forced down our throat. And I feel like sometimes I fall into that trap myself, where I'm like, oh. If only I just, like, bought more outfits, like, had more cute clothes to wear and, like, things like that. And I'm like, oh, you know what, Kate? You wear the same 3 sweatpants every day anyway. So why would you even waste the money on that?
I wear the same 4 black shirts on rotation. So.
Yes.
And I look great in them.
Yes. And I think I am to the point where it's better to buy higher quality things than to buy a bunch of junky things.
Yeah.
Same person, different person, but that they said be less of a consumer, i.e. buying because of influencer, only buying necessities run out of. That's very good. Mm-hmm. Be more mindful with free time. Love that. Mm-hmm. Starting a prayer board. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is. Well, I would guess it would be like people she wants to pray for, she puts a board up.
Love that.
Sorry, I don't know what that is, but
Try a new type of workout every month to keep it interesting and find one. Love that. Try P57 if you like bar. It's like, I literally feel like I'm training to go to war. did you like your sculpt?
Yeah, thanks today? For the rec. It's welcome. Sculpt Society today. It's
which,
nice.
Which one did you end up doing?
I did the 34.
That one's hard. Minutes.
It was really hard, yeah. Do you ever just, like,
that's
swear?
The hardest of the ones I sent to you.
Do you ever just,
no,
like,
literally
swear?
Literally today, I was like, Megan, I'm not doing that. I was like, I'm not doing this move, but I fast-forwarded through.
I need to get the weights and stuff that I don't have those.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Even
without the weights.
Only eating out max 2 times a week, nice. Including weekends. You obviously know I support that. Have energy when I get home from work. Need to keep up my energy to needlepoint read. That's such a good one. I would really encourage you to drink more green tea.
My big thing too with that is if you don't have blue light glasses, I would
that's
definitely
really eye strain is really exhausting.
Yeah,
for sure.
If I don't have my blue light glasses for my work day, I feel much more tired at the end of the day. So if you don't have that, I would highly recommend. They can be so cheap. They don't.
Yeah,
be,
just like Amazon, it's like $20 ones,
and
yeah.
It makes such a big difference.
Weird, but regular foot care. That's not weird at all. That is part of healthcare. Your feet are something you're on every day.
So true.
And there are, like, med foot pedicures that you could go get. So consider that. Also, L'Occitane has a really nice foot cream. So think about it. Be present as an... yeah. Be present as an aunt and sister more. That's really nice.
Love it.
Have at least one solid networking call coffee a month. I feel like that's
great,
really
goal.
Good. Feel good in my clothes. That is such a good one. And this is unsolicited advice, but buy clothes that actually fit. Nobody knows your size. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to grab the back of your pants and make sure you're wearing a 4 and not a 6. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows.
And you'll look way better.
Nobody cares. You'll feel better. You'll look better.
Yeah.
It'll, like, look more tailored to your body. And in that same breath, find a cheap tailor.
Yeah. And also fit your body better. And also remember, a lot of brands size differently.
Totally. So
don't let them get you down if they have a different size.
Yes. Get stronger, not smaller.
Love
that. Water the relationship grass, aka host more, plan intentional hangs versus solely going out.
Oh, I love that.
Be myself.
So many mature.
So mature. Girls. Yes. Be myself more. I love myself, but it's getting harder, and I want to be authentic and do me.
Yes, that's such a. Oh my gosh. Obsessed.
Trying new coffee or restaurant orders. Be more open to trying new foods.
Love.
Very good. I feel like you mentioned a Georgian restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wow. Here I am wanting Shake Shack for the 20th time.
It's called Chama Mama. It's so good.
Yeah, love that.
Very good.
That's what my nanny was like talking about, all these things that she cooks from her, from where she's from. And I was like, make that for my daughter.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Like, she would love that.
Yeah, I love that.
Up my fiber intake, so good. Get on that Metamucil grind, girl.
It's supposed to be good for your heart, too.
Yes.
Okay, maybe we need to. How many more do we have?
Okay, we're almost done. Okay. Make mom friends. Cook one new recipe a week from a cookbook. Look up the New York Times. I think it's New York Times that came out with, like, a recipe list. That's really good.
So good.
Clean out my closet. That's it's a hard one, but it's a good one.
It's a good one.
Meet with a financial planner.
Good
so
one.
Important. Daily walk. See the sunrise once a week. Love that. 10-minute ab workout every day. Also love that one. Find the perfect pair of vintage Levi's.
Ooh.
Love those.
Guys, I'm inspired by
these. Yeah, these are all really good.
Thank you for writing in.
Okay,
for a few minutes. What's yours?
My New Year's resolution is to figure out, like, my mom, workout, life, wife balance, and get my personal laundry schedule under control. Someone suggested, it was a Notre Dame girl, actually.
I have to say, I already know what you're going to say, and I do not like this suggestion.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've already...
it's different if you're a mom.
I've already altered it. Okay, well, my nanny does my daughter's clothes, so I don't have to worry about those. It's like so my own purse. I know. My own personal clothing and Spencer's. He does his own, too. And actually, he did all my laundry, so... And it's really just the putting away that's a big issue. But she said, you put a load in at night, and so you put the load in at night, and then have Spencer put it in the dryer because he comes home late, and then in the morning fold and put away. Every night. I was like, okay, organize a lot. It's like maybe every 3 nights. And also eat more vegetables.
That's a good one.
What about yours?
My overarching theme for the year is to try to be less serious.
That's a very good one.
Like, take things less seriously, be more willing to laugh.
It's never that serious.
But I have a few, like, higher level ones. So, read at least 24 books, so that's 2 a month. I want to do the 9+1, New York City 9+1, if you know. It's like, that's how you get a guaranteed marathon bib.
Okay.
Be more intentionally in touch with loved ones.
Oh, that's good.
Needlepoint more.
Good.
Buy more, like, small random gifts for people. Like, try to be more, like, when I'm out and about, like, paying attention to, like, oh, like, this is something that, like, Kate would really like. You know, just, like, randomly.
Love that.
Launch Happiest Girls merch.
Love.
We best get that done this year.
I was 4 months pregnant when we took our initial pictures.
Oh my god, help. That's crazy. Save a lot of money. That's always a goal of the year. Fail a lot. Failing upwards.
Love that.
I'm going to try to be, like, better about time management. Sometimes I feel like I just go for the day and I don't, like, plan ahead. And so I feel like maybe if I took some, like, intentional time in the morning to, like, plan my day more, maybe I'd be more efficient.
Yes.
Get out in nature more. And just overall focus on being a good, you gotta remember all your different identities. Aunt, daughter, godmother, sister, friend.
But to reiterate, it's never that serious.
But then the overarching, as you said, the goal. That's, like, why I said my goal for 27 was to be more tan, because it was never that serious. And I have to say, I'm really doing well with that goal.
Yeah, you're thriving.
I'm thriving in that.
So my goal was just to be everyone's problem. No, I'm just kidding. Be hotter.
Be hotter is a really good one. That's also overarching. Be hotter and be less serious. And just, I really like the one that said, like, be myself more. Like, yes. If you have no haters, you're probably not being true to yourself.
Totally. Likeability is a prison.
Likeability is a prison. Okay, babu. All right.
My babu this week. Clean my room, you guys. Am I, like, a teenager? Jeez.
It's clean okay. My room. I feel like you just moved in.
I moved in
almost still 3 months ago. Still figuring it out. My babu for this week is to get really good night sleeps. Mm. And I think I'm going to do that by trying to have a good, long nighttime routine every night. I'm, like, at the tail. I just finished my antibiotics for this cold I've had for a month. And I still have a little bit of a lingering stuff going on. So I'm really trying to rid it. And I think the key is to get really good night sleeps every night this week.
Definitely.
So that's the goal. All right, guys. Thanks love for tuning it. In. I yes. love this episode. Yes. Go Irish, baby.
Good chatty chat. When's the game?
Thursday.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll have a win next Friday.
Go Irish. Bye-bye.
Monday reset, baby.
Bye.
Let's go.